My name is Dina Johnson, and I get to serve here on this amazing team of leaders in the Single Adults Ministry here at Watermark. You've probably heard it said around here that we believe each of us has a story to tell of the hope that we found in Christ. I'm here to tell you mine tonight. My dad left when I was one, and my mom, my sister, and I moved in with my grandparents so that my mom could go back to work. We lived with my grandparents several years, and they took us to church occasionally. I was very close to my grandmother, who endearingly nicknamed me the good little Dina. Little did she know that trying to earn that title through good works and people-pleasing would become an idol I would struggle with most of my life. When I was 5, my mom remarried an amazing man, and they're still married today. We went to church more often after they married, but there was little prayer and no Bible reading in our home. By the time I was 12, I had a head knowledge of God, but no relationship with him. I didn't trust him. Instead, I relied heavily on my own good works. I even kept a list of all the things that I would never do and periodically reviewed them to make sure I was still good. Sick, I know. Fast forward to my senior year in high school. My life was turned upside down when I was assaulted by a man at work. I felt responsible in some way, and the shame of it led to my leaving the good little Dina at the curb. Within a few years, I had done almost everything on my never-do list. Drinking, profanity, and inappropriate relationships became part of my college life. A pattern of sin followed by shame ensued, and I withdrew from God, believing he could not possibly love me because I was definitely not good, even by my own standards. 15 years later, and on my second marriage, I went to a Bible study and heard a woman give her testimony. In it, she shared that she had been prideful and relied on her own good works to please a righteous God, but that her good works fell short of perfection, which was the only standard that would satisfy a holy God. She went on to say that Christ, in his perfection, took our sin upon himself, and on the cross when he died, the wrath of God was fully and forever satisfied. The punishment that I deserve was paid for by substitution, Christ in my place. It felt like she was telling my story. That night, I confessed at Bible study that I had relied on myself and struggled with trusting God. I could no longer even pretend that I was good enough. I also confessed that night what I believed to be absolutely unforgivable sin, unfaithfulness in my first marriage. For years, I had asked for God's forgiveness for this, but never believed it was possible. Surprisingly, when I confessed, I wasn't met with the judgment I expected, but with love. My life changed that night. I couldn't wait to get to know this God who could forgive so much and love so endlessly. Slowly, I grew in my understanding of who God is, and I began to trust him. I was even able to begin forgiving others for the wrongs that they had committed against me, and was seeing that I was quick to confess and make amends with those I had wronged. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." It was not by my own strength I was doing this, but God was changing me as I was spending more time studying the Bible and praying. I wish I could say that life was easy after that night, but some decisions I had made had consequences. When my husband of 20 years left, the only reason he gave me was that although I had grown closer to the Lord, he'd grown further away. I asked if he'd go with me to Christian counseling, and he went one time and then said he didn't want to go anymore. He said he still loved me, but wasn't in love with me. I'm not sure what that means. It was only a matter of time before I saw a text that confirmed that he had met someone. To tell you that I was wrecked would be a huge understatement. There were many, many nights I fell asleep crying and woke up praying. I read a book called by Ed Wheat called How to Save Your Marriage Alone, and committed to do whatever it took to save my marriage by actively, patiently, and unfailingly loving my husband and praying for him. Don't let the title of that book fool you. I certainly did not do this alone. And there were definitely days I didn't feel particularly loving. It was not easy. As a matter of fact, I would say it was painfully humbling. But I knew from personal experience that the Lord could change a life that was ready to change. He had changed me. I prayed for reconciliation for almost 3 years. That prayer was not answered the way I hoped. And in 2014, he filed for divorce. But through the hardest trial of my life, I learned an awesome truth. God is fully trustworthy. He did not and will not forsake me, and he won't forsake you either. Psalms 9:10 says, "And those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had a choice, his life or you, and he chose you. You are greatly loved. Thank you for listening to his story of grace in my life. I hope that in some way it encouraged you. If you have any questions about your next step of faith, or if you'd like to share what God's doing in your life, find one of us and talk to us after the message tonight. We would love to hear your story. Thank you.